Mari Morales is a junior at IU's Kelly School of Business.
But I don't really, it's not like I go in my class every day like, oh man, I'm the only Latina here. Sometimes it does feel like that, but at others, it's, you know what, I grew up here. I was born here too. How am I different from you?
Kari's parents emigrated from Nicaragua and Puerto Rico before she was born. She's determined to be the first generation in her family to graduate.
Just growing up, my parents always thought that college wasn't a choice. It was something that you're going to do no matter what.
According to Pew Hispanic Center research, she's one of the 13% of undergraduates who are Latino. Fewer than half will graduate in 6 years or less. But Kari is focused. Many Latino students enroll, but too few graduate. Latinos have lower graduation rates than all other undergraduates in our state. Among 25 to 64-year-olds in Indiana, only 12% of Latinos have a bachelor's degree or higher, compared with 14% of blacks and 24% of whites, according to the Census Bureau.
Make no mistake, at the national level and certainly within Indiana, we have to do better.
Deborah Santiago is co-founder of Excelencia in Education, a Washington-based research center. She says the numbers tell the story.
In about 2007, 2008, about 11% of live births in Indiana were to Latino mothers. It tells us very clearly these are children born in Indiana that we're going to have to prepare for.
That growth rate has implications for the workforce. Susana Duarte de Suarez is a member of Indiana's Commission for Higher Education.
We're looking at the doubling of the Latino community in Indiana by the year 2030. That accounting for 38% of the state's total growth. It is clear that we must increase their attainment in order to meet the job needs of Indiana.
She says many people don't understand the value Latinos put on education.
Nearly 9 in 10 Latino young adults say college is important, but for many of them, the barriers are cultural, financial, and language-driven, which is a pretty strong trifecta.
It's not just preparing Latino students for college. It's also preparing colleges and universities to be more accessible. Lumina Foundation's Vice President for Policy, Dwayne Matthews.
This country will not get to our goal of 60% higher education attainment by 2025 if we do not dramatically increase the educational performance of Latinos. It simply can't be done. Too large a group to ignore. We have to make tremendous inroads in the success of Latino students, and we've got to get very serious about how to go about doing that.
That's why the Hispanic Scholarship Fund has mounted a national media campaign called A College Graduate in Every Hispanic Household.
Hello, I am Maria Elena Salinas. On behalf of the Hispanic Scholarship Fund,
the message of these public service announcements is simple. College is more than something to aspire to. It's achievable. Henry Fernandez knows what that means.
I believe Latino students today are facing the same types of challenges that I faced many years ago.
Henry Fernandez is now vice president at USA Funds. His family emigrated from Cuba after Fidel Castro took everything they owned, except the value of education. That, he says, is a constant.
Because generally Latino students have dependents also, and they get married at an earlier age, and they generally go to school part-time and work, they're more concerned about earning for their families.
But Deborah Santiago says they're also concerned about moving forward.
They want to get an education. They want to contribute. They want to earn a good salary, and they want to be leaders in their community.
For Indiana Public Radio, I'm Dion Willis.